You're listening to SBS News.
The FA Cup final at Wembley in the early hours of Sunday morning saw Chelsea edge Manchester United 1-0 thanks to a first-half penalty by Eden Hazard. The Belgian international was the man that won the penalty after he was brought down in the penalty area by a clumsy tackle by Phil Jones. The defeat means Manchester United missed the chance to equal Arsenal's all-time FA Cup winning mark of 13 trophies. For Chelsea, the win may also have been enough to see Antonio Conte's contract extended, but the club's high turnover of coaches in recent years doesn't bode well for the Italian. After the victory, Conte expressed his delight and also defended his record at the club of adding the FA Cup to the English Premier League title he won in his first year at the club last season.
We found the right way to win this trophy and to lift this trophy, but I'm very happy. I'm very happy for the players. I'm very happy for our fans. And at the same time, I think that I'm happy for the club because the decision to charge me in two seasons, I brought two trophies for this club. And I'm very happy.
In Germany, there was a big upset when Bayern Munich lost the cup final to Eintracht Frankfurt 3-1. In Scotland, Socceroos striker Tommy Rogic's Celtic added the FA Cup to its league title and League Cup trophy, beating Motherwell 2-0 at Hampden Park. Rogic didn't get on the score sheet, but did fire a couple of shots just off target in the match. It's the second successive season that Celtic has claimed a domestic treble. In Italy, legendary goalkeeper Gianluigi Buffon bid farewell to football as Juventus celebrated its seventh straight Serie A title with a 2-1 win over Verona. In the AFL this weekend, the West Coast Eagles sent out a statement to their rivals, handing out a 47-point thrashing to reigning premiers Richmond. It was the club's eighth straight victory to go top of the table, with Jack Darling in irresistible form, booting a career-high 6 goals as the Eagles put in a superb second-half performance. Darling wasn't the only player to kick 6 goals over the weekend either. Collingwood's Jordan De Goey also managed that feat for the first time in his career in the 28-point win over St Kilda on Saturday night. Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley was pleased with the win, but admitted the low-key ending to the match in the final quarter when scoring slowed to a crawl wasn't good to watch.
You know, it wasn't exactly what we wanted to do. I think we ended up looking like we sat 18 blokes behind the ball, and that's not exactly what we wanted to do. One goal, three each is not a great impact on the score, and it wasn't pretty.
In Super Rugby, the New South Wales Waratahs have become the first Australian team to beat a New Zealand opponent in nearly 2 years. The Highlanders were a man down after Tevita Nabura was sent off for kicking out at Cam Clark in the match at the Sydney Football Stadium. A pair of second-half tries to Israel Folau, setting up a convincing win, which is the first time in 40 matches an Australian team has managed to lower the colours of a New Zealand team. After the match, New South Wales captain Michael Hooper was delighted with the win.
This team's really enjoyable to be around at the moment. You've got guys all putting up their hands, wanting to get on the field, wanting to add, and that was a real pleasing part for me tonight, is guys wanting to contribute and wanting to take that moment into their own hands and doing something with it.
In the NRL, Manly star Dylan Walker will miss 6 weeks with a fractured cheekbone after being punched by Curtis Scott in Saturday night's win over the Melbourne Storm. Walker did not return to the field after he and teammate Arpi Korosau were sin-binned for their part in the brawl. Scott was sent off for the remainder of the match and has been charged with Grade 3 striking. Losing a player like Walker is the last thing Manly needed, according to halfback Trent Hodkinson.
Yeah, it's obviously blown up a little bit and it's not ideal, but we'll have to go through the process now into coming back, and we'll have to see how long he's out for.
Scott apologised to Korosau after the match for throwing the punch that did so much damage. In Super Netball action, the defending champions the Sunshine Coast Lightning have survived a Collingwood comeback to score their first win of the season 52-50. The Lightning led by 8 heading into the final term, but the home side fought back to within 2 goals. Caitlin Bassett shot a perfect 37 from 37 in the win.
Yeah, it was really good. They came back hard in that last quarter, but I think, to finally have a win, we've been edging towards it for the last few games, so it feels really good.
And you've been named player of the match. How does that feel?
Yeah, odd. I think Carla Pistorius deserved it. She was absolute dynamo for us. Her and Jeeva, I think, did the work down that defensive end, which gave us the scores down the attacking end.
And finally, Monday morning, we'll see the Byron Nelson Golf Tournament decided in the United States in Dallas, with 2 Australians well in the hunt for the victory. Mark Leishman, who led out right over the first two rounds, goes into the final round in a share of the lead alongside American rookie Aaron Wise. Should he prevail, it'll be the 34-year-old Leishman's fourth career title on the US Tour. Also in the hunt for victory is fellow Aussie Matt Jones, who is in a share of third place, four shots behind the leading pair. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.